This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabi wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'ati. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, the incident of Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام and Fir'aun is mentioned several times in the Holy Quran. In fact, out of the 30 chapters in the Holy Quran, the incident or some aspect of the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned in 28 suparas, 28 juz out of the 30. And there are many lessons in that incident. And in fact, what we find amazing, which I also found amazing and I would like to share with you, is how much similarities there is in that incident with our present situation. In fact, it will surprise us that some of the statements of Fir'aun and the attitudes of Fir'aun, what we see it and what Allah has recorded it, how it resonates with some of the statements that are made by the Fir'auns of our time. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam or Fir'aun ka waqiya Allah ta'ala ne مختلف مقامات میں قرآن میں ذکر کیا, اور میں نے اس لیے اس کو آج بیان کر رہا ہوں تاکہ ہمارے جو حالات ہیں دنیاوی حالات, اس میں ہمیں سبق حاصل ہو جائے ان واقعات سے, حضرت موسیٰ اور حضرت موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے واقعہ سے. سب سے پہلے there were many incidents about it. I'm only going to make mention with regard to that which is relevant. So one of the things is that we all know that Fir'aun was a tyrant, zalim hukumraman. He was such a very, very oppressive ruler. Allah in the Quran puts it this way: Inna Fir'auna ala fil arm. Fir'aun was dominant in the earth. Woh mazbooti ke saath is dunya mein aur zameen par unke hukumat aur tame hue the. Ala fil arm. He was dominant in this earth. Inna Fir'aun ala fil ard. And in one place in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala puts it so beautifully, wa fir'auna dhil autad. Now the word autad comes from the word watad. The word watad means a tent peg. So you take a tent and you take a nail and you put the peg of the tent and you keep the tent down. So what does it mean, wa fir'auna dhil autad? Fir'aun mekho wala. Now what does it mean? Ulama have given different interpretation. One interpretation is the way the peg, it is firmly entrenched and established in the earth. Jis tarah mekh jo hai usme wo cheez ko zameen ke saath wabasta rakhta hai, isi tarah Fir'aun zameen ke upar qaim tha, zalim tha. That is one meaning. The way the peg keeps something down into the ground, Fir'aun was so well established and he was such a ruler over the world. Another interpretation of this ayat which we read in Surah Al-Fajr is even more amazing. That Fir'aun used to torture his opponents by putting a nail on their legs and their hands, and used to crucify them. Unko wo azab dete the mekho ke zariye se, wo Fir'aun dil autar. So Fir'aun was such a zalim, he was such an oppressor upon this earth. Allah Ta'ala then makes mention of another strategy with regard to Fir'aun, waja'ala ahlaha shi'a. That Fir'aun used to make people into different groups. Unko firqa bandi mein wo taqseem karte the. He used to put people into different groups. Now look at what is happening today. You have the people in different groups, different countries, the Western Zone, the Global South. So the people who are on the elite, they are the ones who are established, and they are the ones who are creating a system in this world which perpetuates injustice. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ شِيَىٰ, they make the people into different groups. This was the way of Fir'aun, and this is what we are seeing with regard to the way of the Fara'in of this particular zamana and this particular time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, look at some of his strategy and some of his way of thinking. One of the way of thinking of Fir'aun was, I got more money than you got. Mere paas maal hai, daulat hai, technology hai, yeh hai, woh hai. وَنَادَى فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ قَالَ يَا قَوْمُ أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ أَنَا أَمْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ مَهِينٌ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينُ. Oh my people, don't you see? I got Misr. That time Misr was the greatest civilization. أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ. Look at my rivers. Look at my technology. Look at my agriculture. Am I better? Or is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam better? Wala yakadu yubin. For baat sahi tarah se bhi nahi kar sakte. He can't even articulate himself. Falawla ulqi alayhi aswiratun min dhahab. Agar wo sahi raat par tha, to unke paas zewar kyun nahi? Unke paas sona kyun nahi? Unke paas maal kyun nahi? Why doesn't he have wealth if he's on the truth? Look at what the Western world today is telling the people. We have the technology, we have the infrastructure, we have wealth. Unke paas kya hai? What do these poor people have? They are dependent upon us. Although they are the ones who steal from the poor countries, that's a different matter. But this is what Fir'aun's way of thinking. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention with regard to another aspect of Fir'aun. Fir'aun always puts the blame on other people. So Fir'aun never took responsibility of what he was doing. So when he met Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what did Fir'aun say? فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمَهُ. Allah, he's made that فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ, that you are the person that فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ إِنِّي أَخَافُ, that you are the person who killed, in, you know, you killed a person. You are the one who killed. He told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you killed a person. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the initial stages went into the marketplace, saw, you know, one person from Fir'aun fighting with the Bani Israel. So he protected the person from Bani Israel from being killed. And he, when he protected the person, he killed the Qibti. He killed the Egyptian person. So that particular was not a killing that was deliberate. It was in self-defense, helping a person who was being attacked. So what Fir'aun did, he said, Musa, you come in to speak to me, you killed a person. وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَبُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ عَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he tell him? Fir'aun, you telling me I killed a person by mistake. Look at what you are doing. You are killing thousands of people. You are enslaving Bani Israel. You are killing small children. And you are accusing me of doing something which I did by mistake. Look at the situation in the world today. You did something. Hamas did something, or whoever did something. They did something in a particular context. But what you are doing, you don't speak about it. You kill 15,000, 12,000 to 15,000 people, you don't make mention of it. You kill 6,000 children, you don't make mention of it. But you say, these people are terrorists. The whole situation, you are terrorists. But what you are doing of killing 15,000, 6,000 children, no one makes mention of it. So Fir'aun also made mention with regard to it. Then another aspect of Fir'aun is very amazing. So Fir'aun used to tell Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and tell his people. Now he used to tell the people, he used to tell his people, Inna hadhani lasahirani yuridani liyukhrijakuma min ardikuma bisihrima wa yadhaba bitariqatikum almuthla. Subhanallah. He used to say that Musa and Harun, they inna hadani lasa yuridani ayyukhrijakuma. They want to take you out of your homes. They want to take you out of your land. Now today, what are they saying? The Palestinians want to take the Israelis out of the land. That is the narrative. So the same thing Pharaoh made mention. You want to take us out of your land. And وَيَذْهَبَا بِطَرِيقَتِكُمُ الْمُثْلَى. We got a way of life which is better than your way of life. You want to change our way of life. And you would recall many of the leaders of the world that time saying, what did they say? They said, they want to change our way of life. But we don't want to change your life. We got our own way of life. You don't want us to practice upon our way of life, because our way of life is a threat to your way of life. But what they said, يُرِيدَانِ أَيُّخْرِجَاكُمَا. They want to take us out of our land. And look at the situation in Palestine. You came and oppressed the land. You came and take the land. In 1948, when the United Nations gave the land to Israel, at that time the situation was such that Jews owned 7% of the land, and they were 37% of the population. And that population also came because there was migration from Europe into the Holy Land. And the United Nations gave them 55% of the land, although they only own 7% of the land. So they tell you, in the Adani, you came and take our land, but what did Fir'aun tell Musa alayhi salam? You want to take us out of our land. Then the most amazing thing, that it was the strategy of Fir'aun. اُقْتُلُوا أَبْنَاءَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ وَاسْتَحْيُوا نِسَاءَهُمْ. And this is something that is absolutely amazing. Fir'aun used to tell his people and his army, go and kill the children. اُقْتُلُوا أَبْنَاءَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. And keep the woman alive. Now, it was they had a quandary, because they needed the Bani Israel to work for them as slaves, and yet at the same time they were worried with regard to the Bani Israel becoming a threat to them. So what they did was kill the children. Look at what is happening today. The same methodology, kill the children. Majority of the people who have been killed today are the children. And that was the strategy of Fir'aun. اُقْتُلُوا أَبْنَاءَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ, which Allah Ta'ala makes mention of in the Holy Quran. اُقْتُلُوا أَبْنَاءَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ وَاسْتَعِيُوا نِسَاءَهُ وَمَا كَيْدُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. They did not succeed in their plans. So Allah Ta'ala makes mention, إِنَّ قَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَحَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ. They used to fear. And the very thing they feared, Allah Ta'ala brought it to reality. So Fir'aun had this fear when he saw a dream that someone from Bani Israel is going to take over his kingdom. So since that particular time, he was afraid. And in part of his fear was, you have all the military might. You have all the military might, but you are still afraid. Today the same thing happened. You got a whole standing army. You got nuclear power. You got the assistance of a superpower. And yet you are afraid, and you're saying the people who don't even have an army, who don't even have one tank, who don't even have one airplane, who have got no air force, you are afraid of them. And Allah Ta'ala makes mention of it in the Holy Quran. What? Another thing which I found very amazing, إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِ. So even within Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's people, there were betrayals. There were people who were hypocrites. So Qarun, who became the minister of Fir'aun, he was from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's time. He was from Bani Israel. فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِ. He rebelled and he became part of them. Aajkal yahi ho raha hai. So humare andar kitne munafiq hai. So sometimes Qarun was from Musa alayhi salam's tribe, he became part of Fir'aun. Aajkal ki bhi aise ho raha hai. Within our own people, there are people who are from their side. So Allah Ta'ala has created this whole situation with regard to all of what Fir'aun used to do. Now Allah Ta'ala, look at the response. I can go on making mention. When I started reading this, I said, SubhanAllah, so amazing. So one of the things Allah Ta'ala says, وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala wished after all of this that he must favor the weak people. وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Allah Ta'ala wanted to favor the weak, and Allah Ta'ala wanted to make them leaders. Allah Ta'ala wanted to change the situation. But now, how did Allah Ta'ala change the situation? Let us look at this. So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala wanted to change. So Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, go to Fir'aun. Idhhab ila Fir'aun innahu taha. Go to Fir'aun innahu taha. He has become very oppressive. He has become very corrupt. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, before he went, he made dua. Rabbi shrahli sadri. Oh Allah, open my heart. I made a sine ko call there. Rabbi shrahli sadri. Wa yassir li amri. Make things easy for him. Merely sab asan farma. Wahlul uqdatam min lisani. Open up my tongue. Yafqahu qawli, that they can listen to me. So, mere zaban ko khol diya taaki mere baat unko samajh mein aa jaye. So one of the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, that was very, very amazing. So one of the, you know, Allah ta'ala told him, faqula lahu qawlan layyina la'allahu yatadhakkar aw yashqa. This is also very amazing. Allah ta'ala told Musa, go to Fir'aun first and speak to him softly. Give him advice. So the first thing is, we as Muslims, no matter who we speak to, even if he's a big Fir'aun, even if he's a big enemy, Allah Ta'ala tells us, قُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, speak to them softly and speak to them nicely. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَرُ, maybe someone will get hidayah from them. Or maybe they will. Today we're seeing this. There are so many people within their particular tribe. In Grand Central in New York, Jews, you know, protesting against what the Israelis are doing. King Cross Station in London, Jews protesting against Israel. Go and speak to such people. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ, maybe they will change. Oh yaksha, maybe they will fear. So Allah Ta'ala first tells us that first speak to them nicely. Wherever you can, whoever you can meet and you can convince, go and do so. But Allah Ta'ala also said, always, لَا تَخَافَ, don't ever be afraid. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَ مِعَكْتِ سَعَبُ كَمِيمِ دَرْنَا نَلْ. Jo kuch wo zulm kar rahe, darna mat. This is something Allah Ta'ala tells us so many times. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ki waqiya mein so many times Allah Ta'ala told Musa, oh Musa, don't be afraid. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that take your staff. Allah Ta'ala wanted to send him with a miracle. So what miracle Allah gave him? Take your staff, take your walking stick, usko pheko zameen par, wo saap banega. It will become a snake. Now you and I, brothers, we all know the first thing we are afraid of is a snake. You know, our woman, for example, let's say one husband, you know, one day he said, I wish I was a cockroach. I would say, how can you be a cockroach? How can you wish to be a cockroach? He said, no, nothing makes the wife so afraid like a cockroach. So if I am a cockroach, at least the wife will be afraid of me. So nothing makes us afraid the way a snake is. Snake even doesn't have the power of a lion, but we are afraid of a snake more than a lion. So Allah Ta'ala says, "Kana jannu walla mudbira walam yu'aqqib." When Musa alayhi salam saw the snake, Allah says in the Quran, he ran, he didn't even look back. Now Allah Ta'ala, ulama have made mention, that's a natural fear we have. So Allah Ta'ala says to Musa, "La takhaf," oh Musa, don't get afraid. So that every time Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, don't be afraid. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave him many times da'wat, so much time. Allah gave so many different types of azab upon Fir'aun. فَرَسَلْنَا عَلَيْهُمُ الْتُوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالْدَّفَادِيَةَ. I don't have time. Sometimes a storm, then there was insects that came upon his agriculture, then there was blood upon in his milk, he couldn't drink milk, and every time he ate, the food was not going down. So Fir'aun used to tell Musa, لَإِنْ كَشَفْتَ أَنَّ الرِّجْزَ لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكَ. If you make dua to your Almighty Allah to remove this azab, I will become a mu'min. And every time Musa alayhi salam make dua, the azab is removed, and then he becomes again more oppressive. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam couldn't take it anymore. So Musa alayhi salam made a dua. Ajeeb. رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْتُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُوا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمَ. Ya Allah, unki dilon ke upar parda dal. جب تک وہ عذاب کو نہ دیکھے ان کو اوپر جانے, یا اللہ موت تاری نہ کر دے جب تک وہ آپ کے عذاب کو دیکھے. Oh Allah, put a seal onto their heart. رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, destroy their wealth. They must not bring iman until they see your punishment. So Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Oh Musa, we heard your dua, we accepted your dua. Ulama say it happened after 40 years, after 70 years. ایسے بھی ہوتا ہے. موسیٰ علیہ السلام کی سر دعا قبول ہوئی, لیکن وہ 70 سال کے بعد وہ تباہ ہوئے. After 70 years he became. So Allah Ta'ala then told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَقَدْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي. You know, Allah Ta'ala has used the word أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي at least two times in the Quran. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَ بِعَبْدِي وَلَقَدْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي. اور أسری کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ رات کے حصے, a portion of the night. Oh Musa, take my people and go. Take my Bani Israel and go and flee Fir'aun. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took them and flew. Now the incident is long. Now when they came to a particular place, you know, now in front there is a great amount of water. Behind is Fir'aun. I will make mention of it again, what they told Musa and what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and what Allah replied. So they said, Inna la mudrakun, O Musa, we have been found out. Samne to darya hai, piche Fir'aun ka lashkar hai, hum kya kare? So Allah Ta'ala says, Inna ma'iyya rabbi sayahdeen. Ab fikr kyun karte ho? Allah Ta'ala hamare saath hai. Inna ma'iyya rabbi. Allah hamare saath hai. Sayahdeen, he will guide us. فَوَحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ عَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرَ. So we told Musa, Musa, take your staff and hit the water. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam hit the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up 12 roads. And 12. Twelve roads Allah ta'ala made. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Bani Israel went through. And then when Fir'aun came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the waters together. And Fir'aun was destroyed. But when he was dying, what Allah ta'ala says? وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل فأتبعوا فرعون حتى إذا أدركه الغرق. Now he was drowning. قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. As he was drowning, he said, I bring iman upon Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah Ta'ala says, الآن, now you want to bring iman when you have done so much of zulm and you have oppressed the people so much. الآن وقد أسيت قبل وكنت من المفسرين. And you are a person who always did corruption and fitna in the sun. Ya Allah. And I just want to conclude. There's so many things I would like to make mention. But one very beautiful portion. Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was being oppressed by Fir'aun, قال موسى لقومي استعينوا بالله واصبر. Seek Allah's help and be patient. تو انہوں نے کیا جواب دیا؟ They said an emergency. Ya Musa udhina min qabli an ta'tiyana min ba'di ma jitana. Oh Musa, before you came as a prophet, we were still being persecuted by Fir'aun. After you came, we were still being persecuted. Aapke aane se pehle hum mazloom the, aapke aane ke baad bhi hum mazloom. Qalu udhina min qabli. So Allah Ta'ala replied, and I want to end off this bayan with this reply. Qala asa rabbukum ay yuhlika aduwakum wa yastakhlifakum fil ard. Yes, Allah Ta'ala might destroy the oppressors. And Allah will put you and make you leaders. فَيَنْزُرَ كَيْفَ. And Allah want to see what you do with leadership. Allah Ta'ala says, the earth belongs to me, I will give it to whomsoever I want. Make yourself worthy of leadership, Allah will give it to you. That is the meaning. اپنے آپ کو قابل بناو کہ ہم حکومت کریں, Allah Ta'ala آپ کو دے گا. So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will give you leadership to see what you do. آپ کیا کرو گے؟ آپ اگر وہی ظلم کرو گے تو آپ کو دینے میں کیا فائدہ ہے؟ What is Allah Ta'ala going to give if he gives it to you and you are still, you don't have the attitude of humility? So Allah Ta'ala has made mention of this incident not for just for us to listen to, and it is such great lessons. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq of understanding that in this day, so many things I can, as I'm sure, I found it very amazing when I read, and I'm sure you will find it amazing. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala one day will bring an end to this fara'in. All these particular oppressors Allah will bring. But we need to be steadfast. We need to be able to have the qualities which Allah Ta'ala can bring about a change. May Allah make it so. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.